Welcome to the Shiny Side Up podcast. I'm Melissa Grove. I'm your host today. Today we will be talking about the District Glycanopathy Conference in Iowa City, talking about limb-girdle muscular dystrophy, 2I, and other diseases along those lines. Get ready. Here we go. I'm Melissa Grove, and I'm a psychotherapist and a person living with limb-girdle 2I muscular dystrophy. I have had limb-girdle muscular dystrophy, been diagnosed many years ago, and if you've had this for a long time, chances are you don't know anyone else who is living with this disease. It can be very scary and isolating, so you can imagine my surprise and my happiness when I heard that there was going to be a conference for people living with the disease that I've been living with by myself for so many years. This is the Dystroglycanopathy Conference in Iowa City. Today's episode, we're going to be talking a little bit about why you should consider going and what you would get out of it. And we'll also get into the specifics on how you can register. One of the things I really hated about living alone with this disease is that I really had no one in my world who could understand or relate to what I was going through. So I had to figure it all out on my own. When I went to the conference, it was wonderful because everybody there had experienced the sort of things that I had been experiencing my whole life. It was incredibly freeing. One example is everybody seemed to be cold. Well, I'm always cold. Little did I realize, wow, I think that's probably because we don't have a lot of muscle tissue, and maybe that's why we're all so cold. But it was very liberating to know I wasn't the only person. This conference was so freeing and so educational that it really was transformational for me. I recognized the value of the people living around me and how they could really be helpful and supportive to me. As a therapist, you know, I always have led therapy groups and I've done other sorts of experiences where people could get together and talk about their own diseases. And I always thought it was very therapeutic, but until I myself had been in that setting, I had no idea of how wonderful it would be for me. I had no idea about the friends I would make and the relationships I would build. Have I gotten you interest about coming to the conference? Good, because that was my goal. Well, I want to talk to you about the different components of the conference so you can know a little bit more about what's going on. The official conference is Saturday, July 14th, 2018, but the festivities kick off Friday, July 13th. If you're interested, there is a lab tour from 2 to 5. I really found this interesting the first time I went to the conference, and I've been a couple times since. But basically, they take you on a lab tour so you can see right where the researchers who are working on the conference, working on the research, are located. So from 2 to 5, you can go in there at different times, and they will walk you through step by step all of the different things that they're doing. And I found it very, very interesting. It was also very cool to meet the bright young minds. It's always fun to think, hey, this could be the person that cures me. So yes, that made me pretty excited. After that, we get together for a welcome reception from 6 to 8. And this is another one of my favorite parts of the conference. Everybody gets together, and no need to be nervous if you're a new person. Everybody will welcome you, and you will love it, I promise. And if you've been before, you know that it's wonderful to get to see your old friends again. And yes, we all do become friends by coming year after year. I've made some really wonderful friends this way. After that, some of us tend to go out on the town a little bit, The conference is held at a wonderful hotel, which I'll get into in the last segment. But we go to the local area, maybe have a drink, talk, catch up. It's really a fun time. Saturday, July 14th is the actual conference. There's a confidential breakfast at 8:30 in the morning. Then from 9 to 5:15, they have the actual conference where they're talking about all sorts of things. So let me run through that agenda. After the welcome session, which is where we get to meet the different players who are participating, they go through and talk about some of the scientific advances about what's been going on to treat or cure our disease. Of course, this is incredibly interesting to me because I want this thing to get wrapped up quickly. I don't know about you, but I'm ready to get better. Then after that, there's the District Glycanopathy Natural History Study Update. Well, we're going to get into later in this segment, what is the Natural History Study? This is something that you get to participate in and give information so that they can have a better understanding of our disease process and how it works so we can eventually get treated. Then we move into breakout number one. Breakout number one sessions, you have your choice of public policy, current issues and next steps, science, Q&A, which is asking questions to the scientists, or a segment that I'm doing calling Until a Cure, dealing with difficult feelings that come with muscular dystrophy. Basically, I'm going to be talking about anxiety, depression, frustration, some of the more negative feelings that pop up when you are dealing with a chronic illness like we are dealing with. Then we get back together, and there's going to be a roadmap for bringing gene therapies into clinical use. Highly am looking forward to this one because gene therapies are probably, in my opinion, from my limited knowledge, what's going to do the trick to turn this whole disease around for all of us. So I'm very interested in how that works, how long that takes, how soon till I can be in a study to see if that works. I'm very interested in that. Then we move into the breakout number two. You have your choice for a CMD group discussion or a medical question and answer section or yoga and sound healing, which any of those that sound good to you, you get to participate in. Then we have a nutrition in the district glycanopathies talk, because that's something that everybody asks on all the message boards. Is there a diet or anything I can do? We all want to know what we can do to get better or feel better. Even if it isn't a cure, how can we create the optimal situation for our bodies? Then another great portion is the participant panels. Several of your peers are participating in a participant panel where they ask questions to real live people with limb girdle muscular dystrophy 2Is and some of the other district glycanopathies, getting their ideas and problems and challenges and successes. I think you'll love that portion too. After we have the conference, there is another social gathering where we get together. After that is dinner and entertainment. Sometimes they do trivia, and that's a really great time. All the meals are included as part of the conference, and that concludes the conference. Doesn't that sound wonderful? Isn't that something that's very worthwhile for you to participate in? I think so. Another great aspect of the whole purpose of the conference weekend is the conference research exams. Now, what this is for is the natural history study that they are doing at the University of Iowa to understand more about the disease process and the progression of the disease. This gives them data so they can better treat us and so they can better work toward a cure of where our problems are. Really, this is a wonderful time. Now, this is a tough time of the conference because if you choose to participate, and it's not mandatory, but if you choose to participate, you will take part in a variety of different tests in a hospital setting. It can be as simple as a breathing test, a walking test if you're still able to walk. They'll ask you some questions about mentally how you're coping. They're also tracking different things about your cardiac health, and you get to sit down and talk to a doctor. And these are doctors who actually know what's going on with your problem. I don't know about you, but I've been very disappointed with my doctors over the years because they didn't seem to really know anything about this disease. Half the time, I feel like I'm educating them. Well, these are doctors who are really going to educate you. And until I went to this conference, I had no idea how closely I needed to be keeping an eye on my pulmonary health or my cardiac health. My own neuromuscular doctor did not even suggest it. So I'm really glad I came to the conference because my healthcare is much better because I come to Iowa. Frankly, I save all my hardest questions for this trip because when we get the one-on-one time with the doctor there, they know what they're doing. So this is a kind of a taxing day, I'm not going to lie to you, because there's a lot to it and there's a lot of waiting at the hospital. So I say bring a sweater and bring a book and get ready to use that time to socialize with other people with the disease that you have, because it's a kind of a long day, kind of a tiring day, so take that into account, but a very, very worthwhile day. And if you feel like, you know, this is such a frustrating disease because there's not a lot you can do about it, well, here's something you can do. Participate in the study. Like I said, not mandatory, but I think it's very, very important that as many of us as possible participate in the study. So in the next segment, we're going to get into exactly how you register for the conference, the who, what, where, when, how, all the details, and how you can even receive some financial assistance to make the trip possible, because it is worthwhile. So stay tuned for that segment, and we'll talk to you soon. So, if the dystroglycanopathy patient and family conference sounds good to you, let me give you a few more details on the event. The conference is Friday, July 13th to Saturday, July 14th, 2018. It will be held at the Marriott Hotel and Conference Center in Coralville, Iowa, which is close to Iowa City. And basically, to register, you can call them directly over the phone at 319-335-4141. Or if you prefer me to email you the link, you can email me at yesmelissa@aol.com. They do have hotel rooms available at a reduced rate, $113 per night, at the Marriott for conference attendees. When you call them at 319-688-4000, you reference the University of Iowa Wellstone Muscular Dystrophy Conference, but you have to make your room reservations by June 29th to get that conference rate. I want to point out a couple other things I haven't mentioned. This is a family conference, so if you have a child living with this disease, while you're in there listening to the facts and the science, your child can be in there having a blast with other kids living with this disease. Or if you are a person who is living with this disease and your child is coming along with you, they can go and play too. The kids have a ball. It's also very, very healing for the kids to be together as well. There is financial assistance to come on this conference because they recognize it's very important to build the patient group. So basically you get, I believe it's up to $850 for the airfare for you and your family and the hotel and the rental car. You can get reimbursement for all those things up to $850 per family. And it's really wonderful that they do this because it makes it possible for so many people to come. So take advantage of that if that's what you need to do to get you to the conference, because we want you there. Well, thank you so much for your time and attention listening to this podcast. I truly hope I get to see you at the conference. I know you will love it. I know it will be life-changing for you to make it there and meet other people. We all are welcoming you there. You'll meet so many great folks, so many wonderful healthcare providers, so many great scientists and researchers. It's going to be a really wonderful, wonderful weekend. I also encourage you to do it because this is part of the solution. We have to build a cohesive patient group. So when there is something to test out, when there is a medication or there is a gene therapy, we have got a patient group that is solid and ready to go. Thank you so much for your time and attention, and have a great day, and keep the shiny side up.